Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Russia bombed Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, for the first time in more than a month, claiming it destroyed tanks and other armored vehicles. But NPR's Greg Myrie visited the scene and says there was no sign of weapons.
Four Russian missiles slammed into four separate buildings at a large railway compound that repairs broken train cars. Unleashing a relatively large strike on Kyiv for the first time since April suggests the Russians believe they had located a valuable target. But here's a Ukrainian railway official speaking through an interpreter.
I was one of the first to arrive at the scene and to witness in my own eyes that there have been no military objects here.
Journalists invited to the compound found caved-in roofs, collapsed brick walls, broken glass crunching underfoot, and one structure still smoldering. But no weapons were visible. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Kyiv.
NATO kicked off a nearly two-week U.S.-led naval exercise on the Baltic Sea with more than 7,000 sailors, airmen, and marines. It involves 45 vessels and 75 aircraft from 16 nations, including Finland and Sweden, both of which applied to join NATO last month. The annual Baltops naval exercise is not held in response to any specific threat, but NATO says with both Sweden and Finland participating, the alliance is seizing on the chance in an unpredictable world to enhance its joint force resilience and strength. In Philadelphia, an overnight shooting has left at least three people dead and nearly a dozen wounded. Police say there were several active shooters in the popular entertainment district. Officers were on patrol when they heard the shots, and they were able to shoot at one of the gunmen, who then dropped his weapon and got away. A weapon was recovered at the scene. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Daniel Outlaw.
At this time, we believe that one of the three decedents was a male involved in a physical altercation with another male that was potentially the genesis of the shooting.
A manhunt for the suspects is underway. And in Phoenix, police are investigating a mass shooting in Sunny Slope, a neighborhood north of central Phoenix, earlier this morning that left one person dead and two with life-threatening injuries. Vaughn Jones from member station KJZZ has more.
The one fatality has been identified as a 14-year-old girl, and two adult women have sustained life-threatening injuries. Phoenix Police Sergeant Andy Williams says there were many people present at the time of the shooting, and they are hoping to find video or a viable witness account.
Investigators are going to take some time to process the scene and get through all that physical evidence, also talking to witnesses, looking for surveillance video.
After the shooting, Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego tweeted, "Change must happen now." For NPR News, I'm Vaughn Jones in Phoenix.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. Dow futures contract up about 0.2%. You're listening to NPR News. A gunman stormed a church in southwest Nigeria during a service and opened fire on the worshipers. At least 25 people are thought to have been killed. Some reports put that number at double that. President Muhammadu Buhari has condemned the attack. The BBC's Chris Iwoker has more.
No one has claimed responsibility for it, and no one has been blamed at the moment. And meanwhile, the Nigerian president, Muhammadu Buhari, has condemned the attack, calling it heinous. At the moment, also, there is panic across many communities in Nigeria, especially in the southwest where the incident occurred. Many worshippers and churches are also feeling jittery following this attack. Seemingly, the church is targeted by this gunman.
The BBC's Chris Iwoker reporting. A founding member of the band Bon Jovi has died. Bassist Alec John Such was 70 years old. Bon Jovi tweeted the news of his death today saying, "Alec, you will be missed." He says Such was responsible for the formation of the band, bringing together the original members. Such was in the band from 1983 to 1994, leaving amid controversy over his live playing. And he returned together with the group when it was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The cause of Such's death hasn't been released. Asian markets are trading lower at this hour. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, down a fraction. The Asia Dow is down about 0.4%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong is up 0.4%. This is NPR.